This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran's outgoing president has acknowledged his nation at times did not tell part of the truth to its people during his eight-year tenure. That comes as he prepares to leave office with his signature nuclear deal with world powers in tatters and tensions high with the West. President Hassan Rouhani's comments aired on state television Sunday and come as officials in his government have appeared rudderless in recent months as series of crises ranging from the coronavirus pandemic to parching drought fuel public protest. President-elect Ibrahim Raisi, a protege of the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, will be inaugurated Thursday. Israel's prime minister has directly blamed Iran for a drone attack on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman that killed two people. Tehran, meanwhile, has denied being involved in the assault. Comments Sunday by the premier Naftali Bennett and the Iranian foreign ministry spokesman come after the strike Thursday night on the oil tanker Mercer Street. That assault marked the first known fatal attack after years of assaults on commercial shipping in the region linked to tensions with Iran over its tattered nuclear deal. 6 months after seizing power from the elected government, Myanmar's military leader has repeated his pledge to hold fresh elections in 2 years and cooperate with Southeast Asian nations on finding a political solution for his country. Senior General Ming Aung Hlaing said during a recorded televised address that conditions must be created for free and fair elections. Myanmar's troops moved against the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st, an action the general said was permitted under the military-authored 2008 constitution. This is VOA News.